Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. As the pandemic continues, governments are working hard to reopen businesses and return people to work. As this is taking place, there are questions around the impact of COVID-19 on the local economy bubbling underneath. Who will be allowed to open? What will working conditions be like? How will we balance public health with the needs of business? The list of questions far outweighs the answers. Today's show explores the real challenges facing the economy in Northumberland County. Recently, Consider This looked at the impact on the agri-food industry and the issues facing local farmers. This show will look at two other major sectors, tourism and small business. There are a number of striking trends to listen for in these interviews. While there are abundant hurdles to be cleared, there is also an entrepreneurial spirit of innovation and creativity. The ability of business people to come up with unique approaches, new ideas, and the ability to pivot quickly to meet the ever-evolving environment are apparent. It will become obvious that the situation is not hopeless. So let's get started. Tourism is a major contributor to the regional economy. And while it is obvious during the seasonal period between Victoria Day and Thanksgiving, it sustains many related businesses. It directly employs about 7% of the county's workforce. Just think about all the weekend events, Canada Day, festivals, other attractions, not to forget cottage rentals, marinas and boat launches that give recreational opportunities to a wide variety of people from across Ontario, Quebec and the United States. Then there are all the families, friends and foreigners who come to our area. It is not wrong to say tourism is significant. To help us delve into the effects of the pandemic measures on the tourism industry is Northumberland County Tourism Manager Eileen Lum. Here is our phone conversation. I'm so pleased to welcome to Consider This today, Eileen Lum, the Manager of Tourism for Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This, Eileen.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I'm aware that there's a tourism survey that's been taking place. Can you tell us what is happening and how it relates to tourism operators in Northumberland?
Okay, well, as you know, as a result of this health crisis, a lot of businesses have been shut down, and it's now becoming an economic crisis. So what we are trying to do with this survey is we're partnering with the Tourism Industry Association of Ontario, and they're the organization that represents Ontario's tourism industry. And our goal with the survey is to track the economic impact of the crisis and get accurate real-time data from the tourism industry and feed this back to the different levels of government and to assist them in the development of strategies and recovery programs that will help our tourism businesses. So, so far we have issued 4 surveys ever since late March to really track where our businesses are, how they're doing, are they accessing some of the funding that is out there, and then how all of this is impacting their business.
What has the response rate been in relationship locally? Do we have any sense of how many people are involved in this locally?
Actually, the response rate has been very good. We're looking at about 21%, at least from the last time when we sent out the survey in mid-April. So we're really pleased with that because we really want to ensure strong representation from Northumberland. And so 21% is excellent.
Generally, what have been some of the findings from these surveys?
Well, first of all, there's no question that there's been a tremendous loss of revenue. Many of our businesses are facing cash flow issues, loss of sales, take for instance canceled bookings, and layoffs, so the inability to pay their staff because of lack of cash flow. So some of the businesses have expressed that there's a real concern about increasing debt during this crisis. Some of the smaller seasonal tourism operations, they are finding that they're ineligible to access some of the key government aid. Therefore, there's a risk of them not being able to reopen this season, or even a risk of permanently closing. And so that is a great concern for to us, and thus the survey, because we really want to feed that information to the provincial and federal governments so they know that, okay, this is wonderful that there are all these grants, these funding supports, but not all businesses are able to perhaps access them.
Help us understand better the differences maybe between a small business like one in the downtown core of any of our towns, Cobourg, Port Hope, and say a tourism business that would be a barrier for them or a different challenge than a normal business.
I'd probably break it down to a seasonal business. It might be an outfitter, a small business that may be a two-person or three-person operation. And again, I'm talking very generally here. There are different funding supports, and as each of these businesses are accessing some of them, they're indicating that they aren't eligible for them. Or maybe there is a scenario where they're asked to compare their winter revenue and to see how much it's dropped since March or April. Well, some of these businesses don't actually start until perhaps April, and they know they won't be able to open. So it's hard to access funding if you don't fall in those categories.
All right, so it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. They need something customized. Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct.
Now, in normal times, how much of the local economy depends on tourism?
That is a very good question. And many of the businesses, again, it'll vary. So if you are, take for instance, a cottage resort business along Rice Lake, I would almost say 100%, of course, would be on visitors. If you are a restaurateur downtown, it may be 20%. So it'll vary depending on the type of service.
Now, when you put together a report, though, for County Council, or you're doing an annual report, what sort of percentage of the local economy? I know agriculture is a big part, industries, manufacturing that are a big part. What part of our economy in Northumberland is related to tourism?
Well, we have approximately 700 tourism businesses in Northumberland County. And based on stats from 2017, Northumberland sees approximately $122 million annually in tourism receipts from Canadian visitors alone. So that gives you an idea of how much this industry contributes to the local economy.
I guess what I'm trying to better understand is in the context of, I mean, when you're talking $122 million coming into this area, and you're talking about businesses that can't open or they're laying people off, the economic impact of this is sizable. Am I correct in that?
Yes, it is. And we won't really realize how much of this crisis, what the actual impact is, because even if the restrictions are lifted, businesses will have to look at how they can modify their businesses to support the new health and safety protocols. So they're not going to be up and running right away. Then they'll have to start up their business, perhaps rehire. They're looking at a very different business model, so that will take time. And then there'll be time to also encourage or rebuild consumer confidence in travel. So we won't really know the impact of this crisis on our local economy until perhaps even a year or two. because, like I said, it will take time for recovery.
Now, before the pandemic, the last 5 years, how would you characterize the tourism industry in Northumberland? Has it been improving? Has it been diversifying? What have the trends been?
The trend has been that we have been growing. The businesses have been diversifying, especially because of technology. So more businesses have been looking at online, obviously improving their online presence, having a digital presence. Social media has played an important role in marketing. So we've seen as a result of that an increase, because it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier for businesses. Maybe I shouldn't say a lot easier. It's more economical for businesses to actually market than prior years. So because they can do it digitally, but at the same time, it's also very competitive because everyone's doing the same thing. But I would say that the tourism industry has been growing steadily.
Now, what's been the role of the county up until now, before the pandemic? What's your role in the tourism industry?
We play a number of different roles. The most obvious is marketing. So our mandate is really to position Northumberland County as a tourism destination, an all-year tourism destination, and with the goal of trying to increase the number of visitors and spend into the area to, of course, grow the economy. So that's one component. So some of it is visitor services, marketing campaigns, working with regional partners in order to help leverage some of our marketing. The other component is what we call some workforce development for tourism businesses, helping them establishing workshops. Like, for instance, one of the programs we developed last year in partnership with the Chamber of Commerce is the digital footprint. And that program is to help our businesses improve their digital presence and competition on not only on the website, but on social. So that has been a project that will obviously start again probably even next week, and have that program run all the way through to the end of December. So we're there to help support them with workforce development, and then also we're trying to help our businesses with what we call experiential or product development. As we get a lot of data on what consumers are looking for, and as well as trends, we're trying to help our businesses with this information and help them with adapting to those trends and maybe just rejigging their business accordingly.
So once the pandemic began, how did things change for you and your role? What is different now that we're going through this crisis?
Okay, so we call ourselves Destination Marketing Organization or Destination Management Organization. So we had to, and I'm going to use this term because you're going to hear this often throughout, we had to pivot to. We switched from that to more what we call crisis management. And our first concern was, how do we help our local businesses first and foremost and provide support? So we have our consumer website, but we also have an industry website to help tourism businesses. And we decided that we had to have a page on COVID-19 tourism resources and support. And we included a listing of all the different funding that was available from provincial and federal sources. Likewise, our Business and Entrepreneurship Center has done the same thing, and they've been incredible in trying to reach out to our business community and even have one-on-one consultations to help them. So we've been working along that direction. We also had to change our marketing, obviously. So we would normally... we would be focused on attracting people to visit Northumberland. Now we're telling them to stay home, and when it's safe to travel, our communities look forward to welcoming them back. So we quickly put together a video called Pause, And then early April, we put that on Facebook as well as on our website, so that, you know, it's still important to talk to our consumers that are out there. But we really wanted to say, hey, you know, don't come here. It's wait till it's safe. And in the meantime, these are some of the things that you can do. So we've been working with businesses to try to see if we can create virtual experiences. And letting people know, hey, this is what you can do. And you've probably heard a lot of that. Many communities are doing that. So I'll give you an example. West Bend in Camelford, they've created podcasts, music podcasts. They've even created Sing Along with Donna Bennett, a live stream video, and get to sing along with an artist. We even have one of the farms in north of Port Hope, Hope Goat, and they have video streaming of the goats in the barn. So it's just trying to still connect with the consumer and let them know that we're here. And while that is happening, we're really focused right now in adapting our marketing strategies for post-COVID environment. So we have shifted, first and foremost, to focus on local residents supporting local businesses. And we have like a shop local page on our website. And as the restrictions are loosening, we will probably be tapping into the strong civic pride in our community to encourage them to explore locally and, again, help our local economy. And then once the restrictions on travel have lifted, we are looking at our residents to play an important role in accelerating the tourism economy. Up to 40% of our visitors that come to Northumberland County are actually visiting friends and relatives. So our local residents are ambassadors who can actually welcome our tourists back to our community.
Sounds to me like there's a lot of innovation going on. There's a lot of creativity, a lot of new ideas. Is this a silver lining in a dark cloud?
It could be. I mean, one of the things that we're seeing, and if you, you know, put a positive spin to this, it's an opportunity. It's almost like a reset button. And many people in the industry say it's a reset button. And it's an opportunity to see other alternatives, other things that, you know, maybe there might be new opportunities out there. When we get through this crisis, things will be different. Businesses will operate differently. And usually when one door closes, another door opens, as they say. So we'll be looking at those opportunities too. As I mentioned about, you know, having our residents help us play that role in accelerating the tourism economy, there may be other new opportunities as far as experiences as a result of this shift that we will find that we'll be able to market and will draw people here. So you're absolutely right. There is innovation. In fact, there is innovation even with the businesses right now. Because their operations are closed, many of them, they've had to look at different ways of getting or different ways to do business. So some have gone on to online sales, and there are many that have never done that before, and they're doing that. They're looking at delivery or safe curbside pickup, and businesses are working with other businesses to help one another. So who knows what new partnerships will be formed as a result of that.
Now, have you been talking directly to any of the tourism operators or tourism-related businesses?
I've talked to some, especially those that I've worked very closely with. We're also in dialogue with our local Chamber of Commerce and with our tourism municipal representatives. So we're all having conversations on, okay, you know, where are we at? In fact, I had a meeting a Zoom meeting with some of our tourism, local tourism representatives, just to find out what is happening, what their immediate plans or what some of their concerns or what some of the issues are, so that we could help support them or at least share information and share some best practices.
Can you share with us maybe one or two of these conversations that you're having with operators and give us some insight into maybe an individual or a specific case, just so that we can get a better feel for it?
Oh, okay. Well, I would have to say in the case, and it wouldn't be my idea, but just talking to one of the businesses that has a performance venue, and talking to them and saying, this is a time that, this year might be a bit of a write-off, but now's the time to look at what kind of safety protocols you might want to look at once the restrictions are lifted, and putting that on your website, because people will be looking for that. And then in the meantime, to continue to communicate to your customers. Now's not the time to just stop, even though your business might be closed. You want to still continue that and let them know what you're doing, what your plans are for next year. And even, again, as I mentioned earlier, potentially think of doing a virtual tour or the story behind the performances or venue. So it's ideas like that that we're trying to work with them to, so that they can continue. It isn't as easy as it is to say these things. It's a lot for a lot of these businesses to try to do, because the first thing for a lot of the businesses, when there was the mandated closure of non-essential workplaces, I think the first thing was shock and what do we do, and everybody was on immediate pause at that point in time, and then slowly coming to the realization that this is going to be here for a while. What do we do? And then trying to access some form of funding to help with cash flow, and then looking at, okay, now what do I do with my business right now? Can I, is there some things I can do now immediately with my business model to get some, some revenue to come in, and then looking at longer term, which is probably what a lot of them are just starting to do now. So it's timing and just having this dialogue with any of the businesses that want to talk to us. And a lot of them are reaching out to the Chamber of Commerce, first and foremost, as well as our business and an entrepreneurship center. And they work very closely with a lot of businesses, not just tourism-related, but businesses in general and entrepreneurs.
Now, I know, for example, there's been a lot of cancellation of events. And I know also that in tourism, you plan months and months and months in advance for some of these things that we see in the summertime. I know Float Your Fanny Down the Ganny was a big one. We just experienced the opening of fishing season, which was another big one. And we've already heard about like major festivals, candidate celebrations, annual events that each of the municipalities hold that draw people in, and our summer's full of these. Is the county, what is it doing in terms of this event driven, because tourism is so important around these events, Sandcastle Festival I'm thinking of, and Canada Day. How do you approach those kinds of issues?
Well, first off, with the cancellation of these events, it comes back to whatever activity or tourism activity that is out there, it still has to more or less more or less they have to follow the health and safety protocols. So the whole idea of groups of people together, well, it's just not going to happen. And as the province slowly opens what we call opens the economy, that will be gradual. So we know that a lot of events probably or performances or concerts this year, or at least a good part of this year, probably will not happen. And yes, they play an important role in bringing people here. In fact, when you think of summer season, you think about, all the festival events that one can attend. However, we also have other assets that could draw people here. So we've been looking at a lot of the consumer sentiment. And we've been fortunate that the Destination Ontario, which is the marketing agency of the Ministry of Tourism, they've been doing a lot of research and providing us with, not weekly, but almost twice a week, research on how people feel, especially about travel. And so far, a lot of it indicates that when the travel restrictions are lifted, travel will be focused not only on staycations, but people will want to come to areas that are closer to home. They're going to want to travel probably by car, and they'll want to travel to rural destinations. So knowing that, we will be focusing on our road trips and our themed driving tours that we've established with all of our municipal partners, and our open spaces like outdoor green spaces, our waterways, and then even our wellness experiences that we have here. So there are other tourism assets that will bring people here, but the whole concept of, we're not the only community that will not be able to, unfortunately, showcase our amazing events. This is happening everywhere throughout Ontario. We're all in the same scenario. So we're going to have to be creative in how we market our area and really showcase the very best of what we have still.
Now, we've talked about a lot of things and a lot of processes. Is there any sort of formal strategic plan being developed to deal with this?
Yeah, actually, yes. Our economic development team, they're working, and they will be working with business leaders, Chamber of Commerce, municipal representatives, and our elected officials to develop plans to sustain and grow the local economy post-COVID, and with the idea to create sort of like an economic recovery plan to help support the local business community. So that is happening, or will be happening soon, and you're going to hear a lot about it later. And a lot of the municipalities are already looking at what they can do to help support local business economy here.
So this won't be a tourism specific. It'll be a overarching economic recovery plan. Is that correct?
It will be. There will be probably a series of task force, and tourism will be one of them. You'll hear more about that in the next few weeks, because that's just starting to develop as we're talking to municipal leaders, getting input from them. So that will be in the works.
So when do you expect it to go to county council then?
I'm not sure at this point.
But there will be something coming forward.
Yes, there will be.
All right. So what's next for tourism then?
Well, what's next for tourism is we will continue, like I said, with working with our marketing strategies and sitting down and talking, well, not literally sitting down. We will have Zoom meetings with most of our tourism partners, talking to tourism businesses. It's trying to see, okay, what is the path? I mean, basically, we're going to have to look at multiple scenarios because we really don't know as things change. There's a lot of uncertainty. So we're going to try to develop strategies that could address a number of different scenarios. And we'll continue to try to help our local businesses by promoting the shop local, shop locally. And that's pretty much, the key, the two key things that we'll be doing.
Eileen Lum, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Eileen Lum, Tourism Manager for Northumberland County. We are going to take a quick break, so please stay tuned to Consider This on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news. We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.